Hey, Justin, you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, sure. What you got?
What do you think about,
No, I saw it last week.
Oh, what about,
Not again.
Oh. How about this?
Wait. You want me to watch what?
So, what did you think of I Sell the Dead?
I have never had more fun grave robbing than I did while watching this movie.
Wait a minute.
No. Do the introduction thing.
All right. Though, for those of you who are just joining in, welcome. This is You Want Me to Watch What? The podcast where Justin and I, who have seen thousands of movies between the two of us, start recommending movies the other hasn't seen, just for the purposes of puckishness,
sure,
joy, the sheer honor of getting to share something with somebody for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And today we have watched I Sell the Dead, a 2008 horror comedy from Irish director Glenn McQuaid. That's about... Well, I guess it's about confession.
Yeah.
But it's grave robbery.
It is.
And so the film, we will spoil the crap out of this, by the way. So just be aware. It starts with a man being dragged to the guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is no last minute reprieve. There is no nothing. The blade drops and he dead. And then we get a lengthy opening credits scene.
Very well done, by the way.
Very well done. And then we go into one of the dungeon rooms, and there is Arthur. Arthur is awaiting his execution, and he is visited by Father Duffy, played by Ron Perlman. Which, by the way, I don't know that I care what role Ron Perlman has. He always looks like he's about to... just mess some stuff up.
He does. He really does.
But as a clergyman, Father Duffy wants to get the statement from Arthur. Basically, you've done terrible things. You're being condemned to death for it. Why not tell your story, even if it's just a cautionary tale? About what you should do. And Arthur's like, well, I'm not a murderer. You know, I've not been murdered. That's Willie Grimes was executed for murder. I'm just a grave robber. And the resurrection business, as it were. And so the movie is about his story as a grave robber. He became Willie's apprentice after his dad died. You know, and the young man, he had to find some kind of job to support his family. And his mom said, go find Willie, and maybe he'll give you a job. And so, his first job is digging up a corpse. Where
yep,
they dig down until they get to the casket, punch a hole in the casket, and then wrap a rope around the body, and then just yank it out. Which is hilarious, and also dark as night.
Very reminiscent of my first job at McDonald's.
Well, they move on to other things, such as stealing bodies from wakes.
Yes.
You know, in a pretty well done scene there. And it looks like the job should be profitable, except the person that they're selling it to most often, Dr. Quint, just blackmails the two of them. Because what they're doing is illegal. Never mind that he is buying stolen bodies. So under threat of notifying the police, they don't really make much money.
True.
Until that night. The night that Willie and Arthur, they find that they're just supposed to be getting another corpse. This one at the crossroads. Well, why is it at the crossroads? Well, it's at the crossroads. That way, if the body rises, it doesn't know which way to go. And they just dismiss that as superstition. They dig up the body, are confused about the garlic wreath around the body's neck, the gigantic wooden stake sitting in its chest. That's what all this superstitious nonsense. So they pull out the stake and throw it away. And then as they're walking back to their cart, behind them, you see the corpse get up and walk away. They turn around, see what happened, run, and then the undead woman attacks Arthur. And Willie fights her off, and the shovel breaks, and she attacks again, and he holds the shovel's broken end up, and she falls on it and dies again.
Yep.
And so they roll her over, and there's this scene where they take the stake, and they pull it out of her, and she, and then they stick it back in, and she just goes, bleh. And they do this repeatedly. Like, it's a Family Guy joke. It goes on until it's not funny, and then it's funny again. But they're like, well, we've got a body. So they bring it to the doctor and then leave right away. Doctor removes the stake and dies. And now they're freed. They're free to their blackmailer. They're also free to engage in an entirely new market for the resurrection trade. Because now there's a supernatural side of grave robbing.
Yep.
Now, this is interrupted occasionally by Father Duffy, who's like, well, tell me about some of these. Well, one job we had to get, they were stopped by Cornelius Murphy. You know, the hatchet man for the House of Murphy. Infamous and vicious band of grave robbers. That's led by this unseen Samuel. But Cornelius, he's the one that gets the bodies in whatever way he can. And he demands the body at knife point. And Willie's like, Arthur, just do it. Arthur refuses. They scuffle over the body, which, by the way, is an alien.
Yeah.
Looks like one of the little gray. Looks like Thor from Stargate SG-1. I didn't know he was in other things. And then the body vanishes in a burst of light. And Father Duffy's like, I want to know more about your time against these House of Murphys. You know? And Arthur doesn't really want to. There's so many other good stories. Why deal with this?
Yeah.
But okay. So we get a new story opening up. They're at the pub. A lot of their stories begin in the pub.
As most good ones do.
As most good ones do. And Arthur's got a girlfriend, Fanny. And Fanny is the new apprentice. She's not really been on any jobs yet. And they receive word that, you know, there was this mortuary that's supposed to receive crated shipments of the undead, but two of those shipments are incomplete, lost in shipwreck, and they're believed to be on this island. It'd be easy money. You know, you just go collect the crates and bring them. The catch is that the House of Murphy has already been engaged to get them. Willie and Arthur, we've had enough of House of Murphy. We don't need to get it, step on their toes. There's good money that we're doing. Fanny insists over and over again. And so away they go. They get to the island. They find the crates. They kill at least one of the members of the House of Murphy. Well, Fanny does. That's the whole thing, is that Willie and Arthur aren't killers. You know, Fanny does, only for her to almost immediately after get killed herself by a knife to the head in what could best be described as early 2000s CGI for a movie that was released in 2008.
But it still works.
It works. It's fine. You know, really the whole movie kind of works like that.
Yeah.
Where there are bits of it where you can tell that its budget was low, but because the whole budget is built like that, the whole movie is built like that, it works when things like that happen. Anyway, the crates get opened. In one of them, there's a foot. In the other one, there is an undead. It is the most emotive undead you will see in the history of movies regarding the undead.
Yeah.
Its eyes get wide. Its face, you know, it reacts to things. It is camp in its purest and best form. But Cornelius shows up. He's the one that killed Fanny. You know, there's this great big old thing involving, you know, a fight and trying to save each other. And Cornelius and his disfigured assassin lady Valentine, they get attacked. And Willie and Arthur get freed. And they leave. They get on the boat. They leave. They leave Cornelius to his fate. They leave Valentine to his fate. They leave the two zombies just there for whatever is going to happen there.
Mm-hmm.
And the two argue about this botch job and what happens to Fanny, and they end their partnership. And a week later, they're arrested. And Willie gets beheaded, and now Arthur is telling his story to Father Duffy, only to find that he is not actually Father Duffy, but that Father Duffy is really Samuel Murphy, the head of the House of Murphy. Arthur had already figured it out. Arthur, despite being uneducated and poor, is not stupid.
No.
And figures this out because Samuel Murphy is trying to figure out who killed his boy in order to get revenge. When he tries to kill Arthur with a mace that is like attached to his hand that has knives on it, he is hit in the head, and it's Willie. Well, the decapitated body of Willie, holding his head in one hand. Because during their escape from the island, Willie got bit. And that turned him, when he died, into an undead. And he's like, best thing that ever happened to me. You know, in fact, Arthur, I'm getting rather ravenous. Maybe a little bite to you. Arr! Gray out and open up to the sequel stinger that will never ever happen of Cornelius Murphy now being a zombie rising out of the water.
Yep.
Credits. I love this. It's so silly. It's a silly movie. But I want to hear what you're thinking.
I loved it too. It is right in my wheelhouse of campy, silly horror movies. And I'm watching the movie at first. I'm like, okay, they're bumbling grave robbers. This is going to be, okay, silly, silly, silly. Is that a vampire? Oh, shit, that's a vampire. This just got better. This just got so much better. It was already funny, but now you had my attention. Now you have my full undivided interest. And the fact that they didn't just stick with vampires, they went through a whole litany of creatures, aliens, zombies. It's just like, oh, this is great.
Somebody was throwing spaghetti at a wall.
Yeah.
And I am here for it.
Yes. Oh. The casting was really good.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anybody that I could complain about in terms of their performance or anything. The story was engaging enough to keep my interest between the monsters.
Mm.
It was just well done. I enjoyed it. I don't have a bad thing to say about it.
when we watch, there are certain decisions made early on that make the movie a little bit better even. So the whole thing is done on a small scale. There's no great big long wide shots of things.
Everything
is very clearly, it's like we're focused in. Early on they use woodcuts, like this woodcut design kind of motif to show memory and to show the background and so forth, which just puts into your head, if the background looks fake, it's because Arthur's telling a story. And so it starts to fit. So when he's in the dungeon room with Father Duffy, that whole set is complete. And you can see the whole thing. But when they're out at the crossroads and you just shouldn't look too far around. Just focus on the action.
Yeah.
But you look around and you see the trees kind of move a little unnaturally. Probably because some of them are just props and the background is a little bit still. It's like, right. Because the entire thing is theater when we're seeing the grave robbing.
Yeah.
And it works so beautifully well in that way. Also, I can't go away without talking about Cornelius Murphy's childhood.
Oh my God, yes.
What made this guy such an awful jerk? Well, he was just a sweet kid, you know, had a toy and was playing with it, and suddenly you just see this foot come in and just smash the toy.
And they make it very clear that it's Dad. It's
yeah, that Samuel Murphy is just this horrible individual. And so the next thing is he's got this baby chick, and he's playing with it, and all of a sudden the boot comes up, and they use the same sound effect, I think, for the toy as they do for the chick.
Probably, yeah.
And so then they keep going. It's like, and so he got a bunny rabbit. And in your head, you're just like, oh my God, they're going to squash the bunny rabbit next. No, this time when Samuel Murphy comes to step on it, Cornelius has already, like, eaten it. He, like, has half the rabbit.
It's like, and he's smiling.
Yeah.
You're not going to get this
good, Dad. But this is... It's hard to talk sometimes about a good movie. You know, just because we can't complain about things. It's horror comedy that's light on its horror and is relying a lot more on kind of the dark humor in order to kind of keep your attention. But there is a lot in it. And, Dominic Monaghan, who played Arthur, he was Mary in some kind of fantasy, you know, movies Peter Jackson did in the 2000s.
Yeah, I vaguely recall that. You know,
he plays Arthur, and you get a very different character. I mean, he's not playing Mary, but that character still has that charm, that charisma, kind of just built into him. Larry Fessenden, who doesn't have the same kind of... people don't know him as much. He plays Willie, but he was in, you know, Habit and Wendigo and No Telly, you know, a bunch of kind of lower budget things there. Has kind of a young Jack Nicholson vibe going.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Ron Perlman as Father Duffy. Oh, with special mention to Angus Scrimm, who played Dr. Quint.
Mm-hmm.
So Angus Scrimm, he played the tall man in the Phantasm movies. It's horror films from late 70s, early 80s.
I've not seen them, but I'm familiar with them, yes.
I mean, someday we might, but... one of those where he was very well known in horror movie circles, you know, and also, you know, worked with Frank Sinatra and the Beatles and so forth, but worked for like Capitol Records.
Yeah.
And wrote, you know, did liner notes and so forth. So, yeah, it's a good movie. It's a see it for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have shown Justin because I wanted him to have a good time. We had just watched two campy kind of Halloween-y type movies.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to keep that running, and this was going to be a whole hell of a lot better than Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, I've not seen it, but yeah. And, yeah, it's a see it for me, too. I enjoyed the ever-loving crap out of it.
So with that being said, see I Sell the Dead, and Justin, it's your turn.
And I think I have something that pairs nicely with this.
Hello, meet Popsicles. Why don't you grab your multipass, a drink, and come sit with us?
Let's pick each other's brain. We want you to be part of our intimate conversation about science fiction topics.
Let's do this. Join us, and let's talk about science fiction topics in books, movies, TV shows, and games.
At Science Fiction Remnant, you are invited to listen in.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And don't forget your multipass.